Which brings us to item 9, miscellaneous staff reports. Christina.
So you may have marked your calendars like Jerry did, but we do have a deputy starting next week on Tuesday. Colin came by yesterday, did the tour, met all of the staff, joined our manager's meeting. So he's now in the area and looking forward to starting on Tuesday. We also last week had an employer workshop where we had many of our participating employers, not all of them, but quite a few of them from different departments in the county as well as the special districts in the county. They joined us for a morning of education on CICERA, and our surveys had very high ratings, so we will be continuing to do these workshops. And then the week before that, we had our annual staff development day. That also was surveyed the highest we've had in all of the years. It was on the fish philosophy and a culture that we're hoping to bring more and more at CICERA. And if you're interested in looking into that, it's based off of the Seattle Fish Market, Pike Place, and it's really four things that you try to live by. One is to choose your attitude, make their day, to be there, so be present, and then finally to play. So there's how you can incorporate that into all jobs is something that this philosophy has been around for a long time. You may have heard it, but something we're trying to bring more.
Did you throw fish around?
We did. We had flying fish. Yes. Yes, we did.
It's interesting. The genesis of that would be the Pike's Place Fish Market, just because I guess if you're coping to live in fog and dismal weather for 362 days a year, that's the genesis of that.
And having hard work of working with fish all the time, smelly fish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's been there, but it's, you know, the workers are there very happy. They enjoy their jobs. It brings their customers in to help enjoy shopping with them, too, and being a part of that. And it's some of those practices you can bring into almost any workplace and just make it, you know, a place that you want to be at. And then you may have found that there was a memo in your packet that Tim will talk about.
Sure. Just a quick update on, or really a report out on some of the private equity buyout commitments we've made recently. In the memo, we do discuss the four buyout commitments we've made over the past couple of months. Altor Climate Transition Fund, we committed 65 million euros to that fund. Arbor Investments, a food and beverage fund out of Chicago, we committed $50 million to that fund. Blackfin Financial Services out of France, we committed $50 million to that fund. And then Castic Capital's Epic Fund 3, we committed 50 million euros to that fund. Happy to answer any questions about those, but this is just the report out for the public that we've made these commitments.
All right, thank you, Tim. Any questions for Tim on the report out? Seeing none, hearing none. That's it for staff reports, all right. Outside professionals reports. I don't see any outside professionals who want to report. So we'll go to item C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments?
Just, Mike. I was talking to Jerry earlier today, and apparently I sent the draft of our program for the CRA conference in Walnut Creek, and it got blurred somehow and wasn't readable. Is that right, Jerry?
Parts of it.
And John is saying the same thing for his, so I'll resend that out again from my email to each everybody individually. That way they can get back to me whether or not they can read it. And so I don't know what the cause of that was, because according to Christina, her copy was fine. So it was somehow in the transmission from here to you guys. So I'll give that a try and see if it works.
Wouldn't be the first time something was lost in translation when it was sent to me.
That's heavy. Yeah, any other trustee comments?
Yeah, I'd like to, and when we adjourn, do so in honor of two of our physicians who've worked at the county for decades who passed away recently. One is Dr. Stephen Daniels, who Candace, you might remember from previous, and Dr. Charles Berletti recently passed away. Both of these guys worked for the county for over 30 years. And then well into retirement. So Daniel's retired in 2010 and continued to work. And he actually passed out during a clinic shift from a brain tumor. And so unfortunately, he succumbed to that. That was back in April when he passed away. And Dr. Berletti had a sudden collapse. But both of them were very, very dedicated to the county. And just two remarkable physicians who helped train me. They were attendings when I came into the county. And so I'd like to honor them and dedicate this meeting to them.
All right. Thank you, David. Are there any other trustee comments?
Only that we have an audit committee meeting following.
Thank you. I should have noted that. I always seem to forget to do that. All right. Well, with that and no further trustee comments, without objection, we will adjourn today's meeting in honor of Dr. Stephen Daniels and Dr. Charles Berletti, as recommended by Trustee McDonald. With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you.